Hey, what's happening, everybody? Halloween is just a couple weeks away, and I've been talking about horror stories in the real estate industry, but I've kind of avoided the topic of haunted houses. Well, today, I'm going to be telling you some true tales of real estate terror. So this first story comes from an agent who was showing a two-story home. This house was located in a super hot market and the price was ready to go for this thing to be sold. So he couldn't understand why it had been sitting on the market for so long. He went to go check it out and preview it for a client and found out that it had the typical cliche horror story things that you would see in a home. Uneven floors, squeaky stairs, everything you'd come to expect from a house that looks haunted. Everything was going okay until he went down into the basement and found a single light bulb lit. Now, typically that wouldn't be a problem, except for the fact that this house had no electricity. He decided that was enough of a reason for him to turn around, leave, and never return. This story comes from a real estate agent that was showing a couple homes one day. They decided to go in and take a look at a foreclosed property, which was obviously vacant. That's pretty common with foreclosed homes. As they approached the home, it looked like nobody was there. There were no cars in the drive or anywhere on the street. But as they opened the front door, they came face to face with two men who were coming down the stairs, one of which looked like he was dressed as a priest with a long black robe and a cross necklace. They exchanged pleasantries, and the two men went about their way, exiting the back door. Whenever the buyers went to go check and see where they went, it was almost as if they vanished into thin air. An agent in Ontario, Canada was working with a young woman who was purchasing a home. The agent found out that the buyer's sister was actually a medium, and they joked that, hey, maybe you should bring your sister along for the inspection and make sure there's no spirits in the home. Well, that joke went a little bit further than the agent expected because the buyer took him up on that. She came out to the home inspection, and as they were finishing up and leaving, she said, "Don't worry, there were a couple spirits that I already got rid of. There's one left in the front room that doesn't seem to want to go anywhere. But I'll take care of that after you close." Another story from a creepy foreclosed property. An agent in Florida was showing a home to a buyer, and they found out that the previous owner had actually died in the home. It's not that uncommon for people to die in homes, so they didn't think anything of it. They went to take a look at the home and made sure that everything looked okay. For some reason, the exterior doors on the home all started opening and closing ever so slightly, which didn't seem to make any kind of sense because the power was off and there was no air movement through the home. Agents aren't the only people in the industry that get freaked out from time to time. This story actually comes from a real estate photographer. Let's face it, these people are going into empty houses as well a lot of times. Sometimes they have people along with them and they take photo after photo after photo. A lot of times when they go back to edit them, they may find things that they didn't expect. One such item was a creepy tree in a reflection on a window that looked like somebody wearing a terrifying mask. If that wasn't unnerving enough, in another home that this photographer had shot, he looked at a picture and found the reflection of an old man in a top coat in the mirror, instead of the woman that was actually standing beside him. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast and these true tales of real estate terror.